speaking at a memorial service for Israel's founder, David Ben-Gurion, Ehud Olmert said if Palestinians release an Israeli soldier they are holding and form a unity government, he will meet immediately with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to discuss a wide range of issues that could lead to the formation of a Palestinian state. Mr. Olmert says Israel is prepared to release long-serving Palestinian prisoners, dismantle West Bank settlements, and redraw Israel's border with the Palestinians so that a Palestinian state with territorial continuity can be established. He says if initial steps are taken by Palestinians to ease violence, Israel will ease roadblocks and checkpoints in the West Bank. On Saturday, Palestinians and Israelis agreed to a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, which Israel re-entered in late June after Palestinian militants kidnapped an Israeli soldier. Saeb Erekat is the senior Palestinian negotiator in talks with Israeli officials. He says the ceasefire should now be extended to the West Bank and serve as a basis for broader talks that should lead to a settlement between Israel and the Palestinians.
The main thing here is that what we achieved on the Tahdia in Gaza must spread in the West Bank in the next 2-3 days, and then this will open political horizons, and we hope that the Israeli side will abandon the means of unilateralism and opt for bilateralism. We are ready to negotiate with them immediately on the end game, on the permanent status talks.
Mr. Olmert's remarks on Monday are just the latest development in a flurry of activity over the past week that has so far involved unsuccessful talks by the Palestinian factions Hamas and Fatah to form a unity government, discussions between senior Egyptian officials and Hamas leaders on a prisoner exchange with Israel, and the agreement between Israel and the Palestinians to enact a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. However, Hamas leaders who controlled the Palestinian government said Monday Mr. Olmert's remarks did not go far enough, and while for the first time in months there were no clashes between Israelis and Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, Israeli troops carried out raids in the West Bank, where a Palestinian militant, along with a civilian woman, were killed. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。